Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Butler, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Got Summerfest to give away, tickets to give away this hour on the Wendy's Big Show. So don't go anywhere. We'll talk some U.S. Open golf with Gary D'Amato, Wisconsin.golf online.
One of my favorite Garys.
Is he your favorite Gary or one of?
Well, Gray is my favorite.
Okay, that makes sense. Understandably
and then,
so.
My guy in Racine next. White Gary. From the Bucks.
Gary Wolfel.
Wolf.
There you go.
And then D'Amato.
So
but I got about
top three. That's a strong power ranking.
You know,
right,
that's
there.
A good question. How many friends you got with the same name? I'm dead serious, cuz. I got about 20 friends named Scott.
I walked into
I'm
this.
Serious, man.
I got a bunch of Andys.
Andy? Really? How many you think? Yeah. Over five?
Probably like four or five, something like that.
Man. Yeah, sure did.
Yep, that was my fault. Both teams back next year.
I'm just trying to help folks, man. If you got a bunch of people with the same name in your phone, what do you do? Because I'm
one, two, three, and four.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or just put their last names.
No, some of their last names, I can't spell it or pronounce it.
I was this close. With both teams back.
Yeah, I ain't going to do the last name,
Steve.
You know what I'm going to do? I just do a letter.
And the Milwaukee Bucks. If they're both back tomorrow next year at full strength, guys.
Strength. I like that.
Can the Bucks win it? If we run this back, Raptors, Bucks, and the Bucks be on the winning side here, Stevie, because this feels like it was the Bucks title to win last night, and it just didn't.
Why you?
Because it did. It felt like that. It felt like it was the Milwaukee Bucks championship to win, and it just couldn't happen because you couldn't get past those guys up north.
Oh, look, I just think.
So are we listening to Drake music now or not?
Nope. But I wasn't listening to his music before. Yeah, it doesn't really matter to me.
God's plan.
I still listen to Drake music. I apologize.
Drake is amazing.
Never listened to it. Okay, so for me, this is where we're at. I'm going to say, you know, these two teams get back together and both teams come back intact. And that means this Middleton-Anthony Davis thing that Caron Butler was talking about that we discussed in the first hour, that's not going to happen, right? So Middleton's back. We're going to assume Brogdon is back. I think he's the biggest wild card of this whole deal. And we're going to assume Brook Lopez is back. We're going to assume George Hill is back as well. Miritich, I'm not so sure about, but we'll see. Toronto, we're assuming Kawhi Leonard is back there with the same cast of characters going forward. I think the difference is Giannis's improvement. And I just think that he is going to learn from what happened in this postseason against Toronto, and he is going to figure out a counter or two to what Toronto did to him this time. And Giannis will come back an improved player next year. If you look at Giannis's history in this league, he has gotten better each offseason. Now, at some point, I think it's going to stop. I don't know when, but at some point, I think he's going to, you know, hit that ceiling and we're going to plateau. And this is who he is, as Gary would say, going forward. But to this point, he hasn't. So we'll see if he continues to get better. As Gary pointed out weeks ago, he needs to find a mid-range shot of some sort. Screw the three. Just find the mid-range jumper, something, to go along with what he's got already. He himself then said the same thing to Eric Name in the Giannis piece after the season was over, that he's got to find a mid-range shot. I think he'll do that. I think he'll work hard all summer, and I think he'll have it. And I think that's what puts his team over Toronto going forward.
Gary, if both teams are back intact the way that they are, right now, currently constructed, all 12, the primary players are back. Will the Bucks be able to get it in 2020?
No. Steve is right when he says it hinges on Giannis' development. And it does. But right now today, no. Right now today, you go play Toronto, you lose. You might even get swept. Right now today.
Well, you got beat four straight times. So, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You feel, I'm not making this up. You see what I'm saying? We thoroughly underestimated the greatness of Kawhi Leonard. We forgot about him. And here's what they did today, and Steve Dahl, I know he doesn't watch a whole lot of it. Four Letter Network all this morning. They went through Kawhi's run through the teams that they beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the big thing they were talking about when they played Milwaukee Bucks?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't about Kawhi scoring points. They said he shut down Giannis.
Correct. That's what it's been about. Yep.
Wasn't about Kawhi scoring points against the Milwaukee Bucks. They talked about, they showed him hitting the basket that hit like 2-3 times and fell in against. And then against the Milwaukee Bucks, it was about his defense against Giannis. Then started talking, well, then when they put him on him, Giannis didn't, he went like 27-30%, blah, 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 da, da, da. And then that, so he like morphed into something else to help them
morphed.
Win. To help them win.
I think the wall should have
been. Then I think about what you said, Baby Tosh, Billy Schmidt.
Which one is it?
Both.
Both of them.
B-O-F-F. Just like Bofferting Bill is also
It's
me.
When That's you were telling me about when they were playing against LeBron and them, and LeBron see Kawhi at the scores table.
Now he saw the claw was checking back in.
Shook his
Come
head.
Come on, man. You really? This dude again? I got to deal with him again?
Right now today, they got no answer for Kawhi. He's on a whole... Mark Jackson is comparing Kawhi to Michael Jordan last night. And I think most people probably do when you start playing that great. I don't see it.
Nor do I.
No.
Because they're two different players.
But look at the stats in the play, at least this playoffs
He's
right
looking
now.
At numbers.
The numbers are close to what Michael Jordan
what
had done during those six titles.
And
wins.
That's what he's basing off on.
And he also took over spurts in games.
But like Mark said, figure this out. Mark said, you can go pull it up, find someone.
Yeah.
That but Kawhi's a better defensive player than MJ.
Probably.
Well, you guys would know more than me, but Kawhi Leonard is a freakish defender.
I don't know if I get down
defender.
With that, but Mark would know a little bit better than me.
I don't think I agree with that. But you're right. Mark Jackson would know more than all of us. He played against them.
Exactly. I don't know if I get down with that, but.
Well, I think I'm a better Because
I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if. Mike could go in and guard a Giannis.
No,
man.
He was giving away that kind of size, too, and strength.
Right. Yeah, I don't think Mike could do that.
Giannis was
well, I think
4 inches taller, 20 pounds heavier than Kawhi.
Huh?
Four or five inches taller, 20, 30 pounds heavier than Kawhi.
Yeah.
Who's heavier than Kawhi?
Saying Giannis.
Yeah. And see, I don't know Mike could go in and do that kind of work. In there like that. So,
Mike
yeah,
got
man.
Name idea.
To me, I'm just going to keep it straight 100. To me, it's still about Kawhi. I know y'all don't want to hear that. I'm just keeping
Everybody
it straight 100.
With you. They agree with you.
No, they don't agree with me. And I don't care if they don't agree with me because y'all don't want to hear the truth. But right now, Kawhi is playing at a whole nother level.
Yeah, he would be MVP if they voted now.
And you saw Klay in them. When I say Klay in them, because sometimes it's Klay. Sometimes it's Steph Curry, you know.
Draymond.
All three of them are playing against Kawhi.
Why are you sitting all up in your chair? What is
Not Pascal Siakam, who had 26 last night?
Siakam's amazing.
I like Siakam. Yeah. He's a nice player. They hit a home run. Well, he's like 15, 16 or something like that.
And what do you mean?
What do you mean? Kawhi was the 15th overall pick.
No, well, Kawhi was too. So was Siakam.
Was he a first round
Siakam
pick?
Siakam was down there too.
Steve, he was a first round pick?
Yeah.
Siakam was the 27th overall pick.
Man, well, Siakam was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Giannis was a 15th round. He was 15th down there. Pick though. Hey, but listen, if they play again though, I like the Bucks again. Cause
oh, so if they run it back next year, same two teams in attack.
I'm going to tell you why.
Man, you need to stop. Hey, don't let me call you out here.
What are you talking about?
What you mean what I'm talking about?
I ain't even said what I would believe
yet. Okay, go ahead.
What I believe.
Go ahead.
I would believe that.
Because you said something to me on the phone last night.
Well, that's different. I'm a different character when I'm on the phone. Yeah, this walk, I'm somebody walk, else now. Here, Here's why I think they would beat him again.
Which one is the keeping it 100 one? The one that's on the phone with Gary or the one on the radio?
The one on the phone is a little loopy. Yeah, this one is
too much sugar.
Too much sugar last night?
Not enough last night.
Too many Shirley Temples.
My nerves. I hate the summer. Hey, man, listen.
You need to stop,
Leroy. I ain't said that, cuz.
You got to stop,
Gary told us what you said.
You're the master 100.
What did Steve say if they played again? Who you think will win?
You know what Steve going to say.
The Bucks, because Giannis gets better.
So, right. So, what you said?
It's Toronto, man.
Well, okay, but
No, you gotta keep it 100. That's all I'm saying.
I always do, cuz.
Don't deviate now.
If you don't want to know the truth, don't talk to me.
Don't deviate from your boy.
I got to believe that the two people that really beat them, they would know that now and correct it. Van Vliet and Powell. Those guys were wide open shots. So you would think that would be into like what they give us, Gary, when we look
scouting
at those
report.
Things. Scout report. Yeah, yeah. Who said that?
Me.
Yeah, smart.
Bill Schmidt.
They'll be in the scout report. We're going to rotate and not get these guys free. But they knew they were shooters. But to that level, we thought we just need to really stop Siakam, Ibaka, and
a lot of it on coaching.
Leonard. A portion. So that's why I think the Bucks would beat them, because that's the reason why they beat them. Those guys got hot. Danny Green didn't hit a shot the whole series, okay? But Van Vliet, man, that guy, he was the difference maker. You could almost say the guy was the difference maker every round.
The guy
was making
starting
shots.
With the Bucks, starting with the Bucks game. Bucks
after game
and
two.
I would have played Pat Connaughton more. And I would have started the president from day one. It's little, not changes, but adjustments.
Adjustments.
The Bucks. Giannis going to be Giannis. I ain't trying to change him. Leonard and him, they're going to cancel each other out. But you got to go further. So I think the Bucks will beat them. But I'm going to say this by Nick Nurse, man. The guy's amazing. He makes some things.
Because he uses glasses for a fashion statement?
Well, I just think that he has a plan. He won't deviate with it, but at the same time, he let his players go where they want to go.
And sure. It's a guy that won a championship in the G League and then won a championship in the NBA.
Well,
I mean, it's really the first success story you've had from a coaching perspective.
And
a guy that started in the G League.
That's a good point.
And then had success in the NBA, too. We talk about successes of players from the G League or D League from there to the NBA. And now, really, you've had your first true success story as a coach.
And I think that's great. I mean, Ham is the next guy going to get a job.
Darvin Ham.
Yeah, he's the next guy. I can just see.
I don't know if I
414-799-1250.
You don't like that?
You.
What did I say that was wrong, though? What I put out there? Was Van Vliet wide open?
Van Vliet killed him. Yes,
this man shot almost 90%, man.
Believe it was 83%.
So what you say is not about Giannis. It's about
Giannis going to be Giannis.
That's what I said in that series when they lost to the Raptors. It was about Van Vliet.
It's a little
yelled
and Powell.
It ain't because it's about Giannis.
It is about Giannis. But Giannis
That's your big jump, Steve.
He going to give you what he going to give you.
For next year.
Sidewinders come sideways.
Nobody's going to say.
That what?
Van Vliet won it. They're going to say Kawhi. Nobody's gonna say
you're
Middleton
right
won
that.
It. They're gonna say Giannis came to play.
They can say whatever they want, but they don't win this series or the last series without Van.
No, I don't agree with that. Totally agree with that.
The man shot 83%. Not
totally
from the free throw.
Totally agree.
No, from beyond the arc.
But if you look at the way that plays, I don't know. Larry.
Yeah, he did too. You're right about that too.
He played well.
Yeah, he did.
Their guards played.
But if you look at the way it plays, man, it's all about Kawhi, man. Just saying.
414-799-1250. The two teams running back next year in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Bucks, man.
Who wins Toronto, the seven game series? The Bucks or Raptors? Can the Bucks win it if we run it back?
You need to stop leaving
next year.
Just because I don't agree with you,
I'm disappointed
that you. Somebody ain't speaking. I wish I would have never brought that phrase.
I'm totally disappointed in you. I am.
See, that's how Gary does.
You need to stop.
If you don't agree with him, America, if you don't agree with Gary, then you ain't telling the truth. Stop.
Well, I'm just going on what you said to me last night. That's all I'm saying.
I wasn't even talking to you last night. That was George Koontz anyway. That wasn't even me.
What are we talking about, you guys' pillow conversations from last night?
Pillow.
Well, you know how you and Steve text each other about baseball and stuff. Leroy and I text each other about basketball.
Oh, okay. All right. I get what you're saying.
I'll do that.
I love all y'all.
Makes sense.
414-799-1250. We'll get your calls after the break in Pella Windows and Doors.
We got to talk about the ribs and stuff from Pick and Save. You know, he got to give me some ribs from Pick and Save. That was part of the conversation.
Yes, Lord.
He had to tell you to bring the Yeti cooler.
Yeah. You know. Talk about my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin guys. The best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now, guys. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months, guys. Y'all love you. Listen to me. 0% down. 0% financing for 18 months. No payment, folks, until June of 2020. That is just straight free money. Rudley, how'd they get a hold of him?
Hey, here's the thing, guys. I know a lot of people look at the weather. It's been nice. It's going to rain. It doesn't matter. You can go online now, PellaWI.com. It's somebody there to chat with you, to walk you through the steps. Now, you can't beat that. And Gary talked about the great way to try to be accessible. If you want to give him a phone call, 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. My speech therapist saying that I'm dragging my sixes. I got to let it go. I'm six. Make
six.
It quick.
Let it out.
Just get it out. Don't try to pronounce it a certain way because you have the southern dialect. So you just get in and out. Because I got to go shoot some stuff with Pella, with my boy Jack. All those commercials y'all hear out there.
What are we doing?
Jack
Theater
makes
of the
it
mind.
Sound
Theater
amazing.
Of the mind.
I'm doing my Pella read, dog. It's
Theater
all in context. It's all in context. You got to get used to this job. You got to be my subtitle. Do you understand? You got to make sure people understand what I'm saying. So I said that the sixes.
But
the...
I need to know what you're saying. So that's
you do
that's
read
the
my
issue.
Mind.
Pella Windows and Doors?
262-783-6600.
Show on the Fan.
See, we cleared that up in the break.
Yeah,
Roy just said he got kind of emotional last night with Gary, and now he's got a clear head.
He called me at that time.
I mean,
the game, Klay Thompson was just drilling.
Here's a good thing about Leroy. I mean, unlike Bart Winkler, at least you didn't text your feelings. You just kind of kept them to yourself.
Yeah, I didn't go to social media for that.
Tweet, you mean?
Huh?
Tweet.
What's both, that? Both. Huh?
Well, text, nobody's seeing other than you and Bart.
Yeah, but
he tweets it, then everybody's
yeah, unlike see. Bart Winkler when he tweeted it.
Yeah.
Bart also took his shirt off on Twitter last night.
Why would he do that?
He was very frustrated, and he said the first time that he took his shirt off, the Warriors started playing better. So he went on Twitter Live and then took his shirt off and talked for like 4 minutes.
Yes,
his brother works for the Warriors, if you didn't know.
That gives you an excuse? Okay.
Yeah.
He was at home when he did that, I hope.
Yeah.
My brother worked for the Raptors. I can root for the Raptors?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can root for whoever you want.
So wait a second. This is good. This is good. You root for the Bears last year?
Huh?
Hit the hum button, man.
Huh?
Did you root for the Bears?
When?
Last year.
For what?
How about the year before that?
When?
How about the year before that?
Why?
Well, your son works there.
Oh, my son works there.
That would give you all the reason to root for the Bears.
Wait a minute. You really just didn't know your son worked for them a few years back?
We were playing.
It was a whole thing. We knew what we were
theater
doing.
Theater of the mind.
It's a bit,
it was okay,
on,
Leroy.
Man. It's a bit, Leroy.
Right. He knew.
Leroy is frustrated.
Gary
today.
Had no earthly
well, he
idea.
May not have, but I'll go with him that he knew.
That was a bit, Leroy. Come on.
No, I do bits. You're doing the real thing. You zoned out.
You need to stop, though.
You hate the Bears so much.
You need to stop.
Both need to. So Kendrick on the north side can come in here and tell us if both teams come back intact, will the Bucks be able to win it next year? Kendrick, you're on the Fan.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Happy Kendrick. Father's Day to everybody, I think, except you, Baby Dallas.
Thank goodness.
I'm going with my
as far
man
as we know.
Spark. I'm going with my man Spark because, one, like he said, if Giannis gets a mid-range – That defense, that four wall, that wall defense, they don't play that. Because if you look at, like Giannis said, Kawhi picked his spots, got where he wanted to go. When you can shoot a mid-range, it opens up the court as far as where the offense is started. And a lot of times, Kawhi is not implementing that offense. He's the scorer. And then if Giannis can shoot a mid-range, maybe he gets off the ball a lot more, and that helps those other guys. And that VanVleet, if you look at any championship, when we played those guys, we had a starter that came up big. We won the first game. We shouldn't have. And then we had, Hill and Ilyasova the second game. We had nobody do anything the rest of the series, and those games were close. So if Giannis gets a mid-range, it's a different story because – Kawhi cannot lock him up by himself. As great as he is, he cannot lock up a 7-foot guy who's bigger than him and can shoot over than him. You saw what Durant did, right? Those 12 minutes before he got hurt. You can't stop a 7-foot guy.
Yeah, but Giannis is not Durant, cuz.
He's never going to be. He needs a mid-range.
Sure he does.
Durant will never be as physical as Giannis.
You preaching to the choir here, boss. I already said that a long time ago. But, yeah, I thought you were saying by shooting over him. Yeah, I mean, Giannis is never going
to
do that.
If he has the – Kendrick's saying if he has the ability to shoot over him at least once or twice.
No doubt.
Yeah, Kawhi can't do anything with him. But you guys have a good day.
Appreciate it, Kendrick. Yeah. And if you have at least the threat of being able to step over somebody once, twice, three times during a game, it adds something.
Here's what I like about this conversation. Because you can make it what you want to make it. I'm just going with straight facts.
Again, if you don't agree with Gary.
No, I'm just, you can make it what you want to make it.
It can have been an opinion.
You can make what you want to make it. That's why it's so great.
You're right. You can
make up stuff. Here's what I know right now today. Kawhi Leonard is better than Giannis today.
Because of the jump shot. Because everybody has been agreeing with you saying if he got a jump range.
Go ahead and take a phone call.
But I want to go back to this because you're saying that we deal with absolute facts.
No, I'm just saying you can't. That's what make this question, this conversation,
it's the barbershop.
Great. Yeah, you can make it whatever you want to make it.
But is the Raptors supporting cast better than the Bucks supporting cast?
Don't say that word, talent.
I would have to say yes.
But the difference between Kawhi Leonard and Giannis is great enough to make up for that whole.
Oh yes,
that difference.
Yes.
Okay.
Van Vliet probably a better shooter than everybody the Bucks got.
We didn't know that coming in. I mean, I don't know if anybody saw Van
right
Vliet
now today,
doing that. Yeah, nobody saw.
No, Steve said they got to watch out for a shooter.
Van Vliet didn't do this.
He never was open like this,
not
Gary.
Like this.
Not
the
for
guy's
the last month
shooter.
Of the season.
No. But, and Lowry was horrible coming into the playoffs.
The guy was amazing.
Take another phone call. Gary D'Amato in here after the break.
Gary's
Jimmy is on the fan.
Jimmy.
Yeah, Gary. You say you want to keep it 100%, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's do that. Let's keep it 100%. Let's make it 110%.
Uh-oh.
Ain't no way Leonard ever is going to be out of the Cooper one-on-one. Ain't happening.
What'd you say
as
now?
As far as you saying, he can shut him down.
What'd you say now?
How many margaritas you have, brother? Open up that umbrella and chill underneath them. Because you know what? It was the wall, and Leonard is nothing but a brick in the wall. Thank you. Peace.
All right. Cool. He said
there's no way Kawhi Leonard could beat Giannis one-on-one.
How many? One-on-one?
Yeah.
We ain't playing one-on-one. Go ahead. Take another phone.
Mark is in New Berlin. He's on the fan. Mark, if they run it back next year, can the Bucks finish?
Yeah, okay, right. Gary, you've seen the light. Hallelujah, my brother, cousin, whatever you are to me. You have seen the light. As long as Kawhi Leonard is in this league, we're not going to win a championship.
Mm.
Just like Team said with LeBron, as long as LeBron's in the league, as long as Kawhi's in this league, we are not winning a championship. He is better than Giannis. He has more basketball knowledge than Giannis. He even said in one interview, you know, Giannis will come around. It's going to take him some time, but he'll come around. What he's saying is Giannis ain't up to his speed. This is a championship team, and I wish I was at Drake's party.
Appreciate the call, Mark.
For all the Drake stuff, the hatred with Drake, you know, with our fans and that, I saw him FaceTiming
Steph.
Steph.
Well, they're friends.
Coming out of the locker room.
Yeah, they're friends.
If that's all what we say, then why?
Well, they both light-skinned, too.
Well, he's got Steph's face tattooed on his arm.
What?
Like, they're boys.
His number.
Drake has Steph, a tattoo for Steph Curry on his arm.
I don't know if I'm doing that.
Hey, listen.
He also has Kevin Durant.
One of my favorite friends.
Tattoo?
Yeah.
One of my favorite friends, the only guy that got jersey on my wall is Herman Moore. That was my guy.
You got his tattoo on you, son?
I don't like tattoo. I ain't got no tattoo.
Yeah, I don't either. Can't do
no
it.
Tattoos,
I'd look
no
weird.
Steve, you got a tattoo?
No.
I think we should get Steve a tattoo.
I ain't got no money.
No.
He's got the tight shirt.
No.
One tattoo, Steve, you'd be looking real.
I can have all these tattoos and don't have money, though. I don't get it.
You know what's
right?
Probably
no.
Not?
shave back a little bit on the money.
Too expensive.
Why? Yes. Just explain something to me.
I'm gonna get my whole back done next week. $900
Why would a grown man have a picture of another grown man on himself?
I love an admiration.
He's an entertainer.
That doesn't seem a little weird to anybody.
He's an entertainer.
I don't care who it is. Yeah. Why would you do that?
2019, cuz.
In fact, let's take another step further. Why would any adult have a picture of another adult on their body? Whether it's a female having a picture of Leroy Butler on their body, or Brett Favre, or Aaron Rodgers, or whatever. Like, I don't get it. Like, having your kids' names on your body, or some weird painting that you want of skulls or whatever. Okay, fine. That is what it is. It has symbol or meaning to you. Okay, fine. I get it. Yeah. Right? The whole that's a whole nother level of fandom that I've just never even come close to.
I don't have a problem.
So you wouldn't get like a tattoo just J&J Contractors across your back, Gary?
Jason.
Now, I've been willing to change my middle name, you know, to Steve Hyundai Pfeiffer or whatever, if they're going to pay me. I'll do that.
Ain't going to pay you.
Yeah, instead of Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Steve Hyundai Pfeiffer, I'm in on that. Steve J&J Contractors Pfeiffer, sure. Yeah. But I'm not getting a tattoo on me.
He can't get it on his back. He's got too much hair on his back.
No, we can shave that. The money, right? I do have a lot of hair.
No, he does. He's going to shave it. We're going to video it when we get the razor.
Can I shave it, though?
The razor. No, what the razor we're going to use, Steve?
I got the clippers that we're going to use, and then we're going to use a Harry's razor.
Yeah, I don't trust you.
What? I used to give myself a buzz cut.
No, you'll start laughing then and gash me.
Yeah. Oh, no, come on.
Yeah, you will. You're getting a laughing fit and gash me, Leroy. Then the clipper fall down on my feet.
I can see that.
Then he dropped the clipper, they fall on my feet, cut back of my ankle off, all that kind of mess.
You do kind of lose control when you laugh.
You lose control, man.
I mean, you're always stumbling all over here by the garbage.
He's crying. That's a good point. Sweat.
That's a good point.
You and Roman, neither one of y'all touching me.
Neither one of them.
What about Gary D'Amato? Would you let him?
Yeah, I like Gary D'Amato.
Because he comes up next, but first you got to talk about J&J Contract.
My good friend's over at J&J. Guys, call him up today. Ask for my good friend Jason. He's going to take care of you. Listen, if you've got something to do with your house on the inside of your house, the interior of your house, like kitchen countertops, cabinets, bathrooms, livable space, add-on. They add on a bathroom to my good friend Tom Parker, our program director. They had a bathroom to his house, and they can do it for you. I mean, guys, if you have a dream that you want to do something to the inside of the house, well, my good friends over at J&J Contracts can make all your dreams come true, but you got to get on the phone and call them today. Just call Jason at J&J Contractors.
Talk U.S. Open in Pebble Beach with Gary D'Amato of Wisconsin.golf next year on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.